From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
That dairy number is worryingly bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We've had a global dairy trade auction overnight, and I'd love to bring you good news. So here's a snippet. Here's a snippet of good news. Buttermilk powder was up 9.9%. Now, unfortunately, it's been under a bit of pressure recently and has buttermilk powder, but that is about the end of the good news. The key feature of the auction overnight is a, I'm hesitant to call it a plunge, but I'm going to call it a plunge in the price of whole milk powder. And it's an important commodity, and the average price fell 8%. That's a grunty fall. Now, the global dairy trade index is down 4.3%. It's now been falling since sort of early May, so it's been falling for a year and a half. That whole milk powder average price has fallen. It fell from the previous auction, $3,100 a metric ton to $2,864 a metric ton. Now that peaked sort of close to $4,800, so it's 40% lower than the peak, which acknowledged that was exceptional. But we're back at average prices that we haven't seen since June 2020. What does it all mean? Well, Mike, we're starting to see forecasters now move their sort of 23, 24 farm gate milk price lower, and quite a bit lower, which brings with it the risk that farm gate milk price will be below the break-even point for some farms, which isn't great. Demand out of China, Mike, has been a factor recently. And, Mike, I've been deliberately trying to highlight with you the weakness in the Chinese economy, because exactly, it's important. And whether or not that's contributing to lower global dairy trade prices is another question. But Fonterra released its global dairy update earlier this week, and in it they had the figure that Chinese dairy imports fell 13% in the 12 months to June 2023. So that's a very large market that's going backwards quite quickly. So there's a reasonably important issue brewing here, Mike.
Yes, there is. I noticed the factory activity went back into contraction for July in China yesterday as well. RB, now you say it was a surprise. I'm not sure it was. I thought most economists thought he's got a pause.
The RBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, the RBA. Yeah, well, a bit of a surprise. If you look at the consensus forecast, or you look at the survey that they did, more economists were picking a move higher than were picking for it to stay. So it was a non-consensus outcome. So it was tight though. So it was a line call. The RBA have held the cash rate. They issued the not unexpected statements though that we're seeing from central banks at the moment. There seems to be a certain amount of sort of consistency between some of these central banks. They're saying more hikes may be necessary. So they've had a pause, or is it a skip, a la the Fed? This will provide further time to assess the impact of rate increases to date, and also to assess the economic outlook. So we've seen the Aussie dollar quite a bit lower overnight. Before the meeting, 67.6740 against the US. It's fallen well over a cent, 0.6603. That has dragged the New Zealand dollar with it as well, although not quite as much. It meant that the Kiwi Aussie cross rate is back, getting close to 93 cents. All Aussie government bonds also quite a bit lower in yield as well. So just a wait and see at this stage, but you could see more hikes there.
Give me some numbers.
Right, the Dow Jones is currently up 88 points, 35,649. That's about a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 is down 10 points, 4,578. That's about a quarter of a percent. And the NASDAQ is also down just over a quarter of a percent, 40 points, 14,306. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.43%, 7666 was the close there. The Nikkei still going higher, up just under 1%, 33,476. Shanghai Composite 3290, no real change there. The Aussies like the fact that interest rates didn't go up there. ASX 200 was up just over 0.5%, 7450. But the NZX 50 was weaker yesterday, down 0.63%, 11,981. Kiwi dollar back down towards 61 cents against the US, 0.6133, 0.9287 against the Aussie, 0.5549 against the euro, 0.4809 against the pound, 88 flat against the Japanese yen. Gold, $1,942.84. And Brent crude holding steady, $85.25.
You have a great day, mate. Appreciate it. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Callaghan.